Hi, my name is Dan, and it's been 35 days since my last podcast.
Sometime in your life, you will go on a journey. It will be the longest journey you have ever taken. It is the journey to find yourself. Catherine Sharp.
Welcome to the journey inside my mind.
Okay, man, start it up.
Journey inside my mind.
Journey inside my mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Journey inside my mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey inside my mind.
Patience.
I know you're out there. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey inside my mind.
Cold, cold night. What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Get ready. Here's Dan Johnson.
Well, hello there. I want to welcome you to the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. Yes, it has been 35 days since I last produced a podcast. This is episode 82 of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, and I am your host and your tour guide, Dan Johnson. You know, I want to welcome you to the show. It's going to be a little bit rusty, and I'm actually wasn't quite sure I remembered how to do everything. In a lot of ways, it feels like the first time all over again. I want to let you know that if you have any audio feedback, you can call 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466. You can leave me an audio feedback. We got lots of audio feedback that I collected from some folks. I'm going to play that at the very end of the show. I got a lot of things I'd like to talk to you about. Of course, so it might be a long show, but I also want to play a lot of good music. And speaking of which, you just heard Michael Oliva with a song called Modern Love. And Michael, I know personally from here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I want to share with you a little bit about them. That song actually is called Modern Love, and it's available over at the Pod Safe Music Network, thanks to his dad, Brian, who upon my begging and pleading, put it up there at the Pod Safe Music Network. There'll be links in the show notes at jimmpodcast.com, where you can find out more information about that. I want you to go over to michaeloliva.com and buy that CD. And I want you to send email, but I'll give you the email addresses in just a second. I got the email information up here, and here's why. Around the podcasting community recently, March 22nd, we bum-rushed the charts, where a bunch of people, listeners across the internet community, bought the song Mine Again by Black Lab. And in a way to show that an independent artist can succeed and can become successful. See, here's the thing. I'll get a little bit more about into it a little bit later, maybe. But Michael wants to be signed to a major record label. He and his band that he wants to be signed to a major record label, and I keep trying to tell him that's not the way to go. When you get signed to a record label, you become a sharecropper, and you don't get you relinquish control of your creative. Of your artistic ability, any money that they do use to promote you, you have to pay that back. And I've been trying to explain this to him, and I feel like I've gone as far as I can, and I would like you, the listener to the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, to send emails. And I've also encouraged him and begged them to put up music at CD Baby. And they're actually working on doing that, and I think they're trying to get music up at iTunes. But right now it's available. This song, the CD Modern Love, is available for sale at michaeloliva.com. And I want everybody who is listening to this, I want you listening to this in your earbuds, if you're listening to this in your car, be sure to check out jimmpodcast.com. I'm going to put the email addresses from both Michael and for his dad, Brian, for you to send email to, so that you can tell them that you're listening to this song on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast and that you believe in it. You believe in podcasting. So the address for Brian Oliva is Brian at Gets Emaning Music. I'm going to spell that G-E-S-E-M as in Mary, A-N as in Nancy, I-M Music. I'm sorry. Brian Gets E-Man E-Music, iMusic.com. And then for Michael, it's info@michaeloliva.com. And again, I'm going to specifically, explicitly say this out there on the show notes at jimmpodcast.com. I want you to send him an email. Tell him that you've heard the music on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast and that you believe that and you're going to support it. And you're going to support them. He shouldn't get signed to a record label. It's not worth it. Okay, here comes a song by Head Rush called Here We Go.
space, I go blind. For you, you wipe the smile from my face, crack my spine. For you, I think I've been here before, take my time. For you, but now I think I'm replaced. You've got so big. Passenger is on board. You've got something I want. I've got the thing you need. I've been here before so many times I will never be. Here we go again, hanging on to myself. Here we go again, standing over this hell. Does it ever end?
Just a song now. How could you just say that? That ain't rockin'.
Awesome. What that I remember hearing that song as I was, I guess a couple of weeks ago, as I was looking up music, and I just, something about that, I don't know. Okay, that was the Genders, first of all. And again, most of the, nearly all the music that you find here comes off the PodSafe Music Network. Actually, it all does for this particular show. Genders, checking out their bio over at the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com, says there are four-piece based in Tel Aviv, Israel. Formed early in 2004, recorded their debut entitled Rockin' in Ramallah, and their do-it-yourself studio. Third U.S. tour started in October 2006, 40 coast-to-coast shows. Second CD will be coming out at the end of 2006, which I guess it already is. I haven't checked a whole lot of information on them, but not all their music is pods or is safe for work or family safe, but that one in particular... Woo! Stick to my guns. And then before that, you heard Head Rush. What can I tell you about Head Rush? I've played them on the show before. It says they're from California, from Sacramento, to be more specific. And we heard a song called Here We Go. And you can find more information about Head Rush over at headrushband.com. Okay, I want to let you know that as I have the show, as I'm recording the show, I have Twitter, my Twitter account open. And I'm recording this at, it's in the wee hours of Saturday morning, so a lot of folks that live on the East Coast are heading off to bed. People in the West Coast, it's 9:30 there to them. But I have, and I'm letting everybody know what songs I'm playing as I do this. And of course, most of the things that I see and most of the updates that I see currently are from me. But Twitter.com/DanielJohnsonJR. That's where you can find me on Twitter. I encourage you to follow me over there. Another sip of water there. Sorry about that. Okay, so it's been a while since I podcasted, and if you had listened to episode 81 of Journey Inside My Mind, you heard the reason why I was going on hiatus. I needed a break. I wanted to evaluate the direction I wanted to take the show in. And I have spent the past 35 days listening to a boatload of podcasts. Podcasts about podcasting, music podcasts, podcasts about marketing and self-branding, and I got this head full of knowledge, and there are times when I just felt like I was a pressure cooker getting ready to burst, and I just wanted to find the microphone and plug it into the computer and just start recording right then and there. And there are even some times where I pulled open and I called the listener hotline, 206-666-JIMM, and just laid out my thoughts. Excuse me, sorry about that. Laid out my thoughts so that I could just remember what I was going to say. And impossible to really go through and do an adequate summary of everything that I've been learning, everything that I've been thinking about here in one show. But you can follow me and read some of the stuff that's going on in my blog and journeyinsidemymind.com, for example. One of the things that this was started off as an experiment. I originally started the Journey Inside My Mind blog back in January 2002. And I just was blogging about whatever, you know, at that time. I shared a lot of personal stuff going on with me and my physical, mental health, job stuff, things going on in my family. And you know what? When it came time to consider doing a podcast, that seemed like it was a natural progression to do that. And so at the end of episode 81, you know, I just said I'm going to take a break and evaluate what direction I want to take the show in. Of course, it's been said to podcast from your passions. And I had to think about what are the things that I am passionate about. There were times where I've thought, okay, maybe I'll just do a music show only. I'll just do a show that's just only music. Mostly Tunes is an example of a show that Bob Goyetch does up there in Canada. It's you know, mostly music, not a lot of talk. I don't think I could. And I got to thinking, okay, what would be some show titles and just how could I set up the branding structure and, you know, on the internet and throughout all the social media networks? How could I do that? Well, I decided, well, okay, I'm passionate about more than just that. I'm passionate about family. I'm passionate about, you know, what goes on with me and my family. And I like talking about it. There's people who, I know that, you know, if you're listening to this show and you've listened to it for quite some time, you know that you've come to hear that, and that may be one of the things that draws you to the show. It's one of the things I love doing that. And of course, there is drama in any family, but we have drama because our daughter Keisha is hard of hearing, and then that's an adventure, you know. And I like sharing about that. And of course, I have to be sensitive about how much I share and about that, because it's something that, you know, we're still working out the emotional, you know, emotions surrounding that. Another thing that I'm passionate about is relationships. No man is an island, you know, and it's so, I mean, and it's impossible for somebody to close themselves up and try to function on. I mean, I am an outgoing creature, you know, and I'm not going to act like an island, whether it's in my personal life or my professional life. I am going to be building relationships. One of the things that I love about social media and things like Twitter.com, as I'm looking out here and seeing some friends that I have but, you know, I've gotten to know people online, people that are across the world, people across the country that I've never met in person that I look forward to meeting in person one day. You know, I look forward to building those relationships. One of these people that I really enjoy building relationship with over the past almost a year and a half since I've been podcasting is Ed Ovett. Ed Ovett does the podcast Ed's Mixed Bag. You've heard his voice a lot on past episodes, and Ed is a great friend of the show. Ed is somebody that I probably would not meet in person outside of podcasting before I did a podcast. But Ed shares a lot of the same passions that I do about music, and we're just so relatable. And here Ed is like old enough, he's a generation older than I am. But I love that about Ed, and it's really great that he and I, we've been able to become close friends. I'm going to share a little bit more about some of the things that I'm passionate about. But I wanted to share this interview that Ed and I did. We did a double ender type interview where I recorded my audio, he recorded his, and then he mixed it all together. I want to play some of that for you because it's something that he's got going on his side. And I'll be back.
So, Ed, I understand that you have been working on the Pod Show Music Rewind, a special guest appearance of that.
Yes, I have been laboring over that. Well, I've had all of the clips for quite some time now, and I was waiting on the last one from Marcus. So I finally got that last Friday, so today's Monday, and I had a power outage today after doing it once and lost the entire file. Just conked out.
I know that's too bad, especially when you've worked so hard and were giving yourself to the show and thinking you had it all done, and then
it was the recording of it and the editing was completely done, and then it got wiped out. I've never had that happen before. I've had outages and then had some form of a file left, like from what I had saved previously. You know, maybe the first third of it or the first half, but this time I did a right click and a properties, and it was 0 megabytes in there, and wouldn't open anyway, so it didn't really matter.
But you got that done, and so where can we find that?
I have to send it to Marcus today, so I don't know when he's going to publish it. Just keep your eyes open. It's number 55.
What's the URL for the Pod Show Music Rewind?
I think if you just go to musicrewind.com, it'll redirect to the. You don't have to put Pod Show in there, but if you do, it all goes to the same place.
I'm sorry, I just got an email coming in about related to an artist I'm going to play on my next show.
Oh, okay.
I was just distracted
I found
by
quite
that.
Quite a few recently, quite a few good ones.
I was wondering, I think I'd heard Marcus say you could go to rewind.podshow.com.
That sounds good.
And find the Pod Show Music Rewind. And what episode is this going to be?
It's going to be number 55, and I may be wrong about this because things are constantly changing over there, but there was some talk about my episode being the last guest-hosted episode, but we're really not sure what's going to happen with that.
Okay, well, I guess, like you said, we can sit tight and wait for it to go over there. Of course, there's information to subscribe over there.
Yeah. One thing is for sure. Marcus will be back after my episode, definitely with another episode, and probably talk more about the status of the show.
Well, great. Well, Ed, I see we're coming up on 6 minutes since I started recording anyway.
Right.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
No, I just want to thank you for being on my show, and I'm happy to be on your show. And we should do this more often, have little chats on each other's programs.
Right on, Ed.
All right, this could turn into a whole new ball game here. And
you never know. You never know what you're going to get when you check out Ed's Mixed Bag or take a journey inside my mind.
Very good. Thank you. And thanks for listening to the show and being subscribed. And we'll talk to you more another time.
Okay, Ed. Thanks a lot.
Alrighty. All right, take care.
On April 2nd, the Chillcast with Angie B will present a special one-hour feature on Karma Coda, the award-winning independent electronica duo of Brett Crocker and Heather Pierce.
I'll never forget one of our first shows. There were some Japanese tourists who had actually heard the music on mp3.com and showed up at one of our shows, and they somehow got themselves to San Francisco and, you know, signed CDs in it. We kind of knew that we were on to something special.
Seeing Swan as the opening credits for the film Neverland was just like, it just confirmed everything that we were thinking. You know, it's a whole revolution. The last 10 years, you know, everything is different in business, and it's completely made Karma Coda, Karma Coda.
Right.
We'll be previewing their brand new album, Illuminate, as well as their other 3 CDs, and this in-depth look at one of the most successful indie bands online on the Chillcast. Check it out at AngieB.com.
To check out the show notes for the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, head over to JIMMpodcast.com. To check out the Journey Inside My Mind blog, head over to journeyinsidemymind.com. Leave off the WWWs for savings. Yeehaw!
is left for me to do. Love you, baby.
Love you, baby.
My mind, you dropped the bomb on me, baby.
Ed Guinness with a voice that reminds me so much of David Gilmour of Pink Floyd. That song, of course, was Rising River. You can find more about him over at myspace.com/Ed Guinness, and that's Guinness with two N's and two S's, just like the beer. Okay, earlier I was talking about search for a message, in search of a message. I'm titling this In Search of a Message, episode 82 of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. Things that I'm passionate about. I had talked about relationships, you know, no man's an island, and I'm not going to act like one, whether it's in my personal or professional life, and there's really not a lot of distinction between your personal and professional life anyway. And so I'm going to be building relationships, and I'll talk about that here on this show. Another thing that I'm passionate about is promoting. I love promoting other people and helping other people succeed. You know, I've got all these different blogs and different things that I like to do, which kind of ties into something else that I was going to say just a minute. But I have this job. I have this blog I started in 2002 called Get That Job. You can find it at getthatjobonline.com. And it's like a toolkit, job hunting resource, career development, sharing success stories, promoting other people, you know, is something that I am passionate about. I love playing music. I love playing music from independent artists like Michael Oliva, like Head Rush, like Ed Guinness, like the other artists that I'm going to play here tonight. I love promoting other people's shows that I like Ed's Mixed Bag, like The Chillcast with Angie B. I am fired up about being able to do that, promoting other people's causes. You know, I even thought about doing a show just about promoting yourself, you know, or shameless. Well, I guess somebody else has a shameless plug cast. That's the Mothman, Zach Daddy. But I'm passionate about this. And if you have something that you'd like to promote on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, get in touch with me. Send me an audio comment at Daniel Johnson Jr., J-R, at gmail.com. You can send me an attach something to an MP3. You can call the listener hotline. I've mentioned it a couple of times before. There's functionality on the website, jimmpodcast.com, where you can use your microphone connected to your computer and send me feedback about anything that you would like to promote. You know, and I could get behind you. I mean, I like a lot of different things, and that's number five on this list that I'm passionate about, is trying new things. And some of it, all of this has to do with back in January 2002, I was diagnosed with adult attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. But I love trying new things. I love trying out different things, whether it's a new programming language or Universe UML or VB.net that I'm currently learning at my job, or, you know, a new website or new tool, social media tool. I'm fired up about that. And that's what I like providing. And then, of course, the other thing is just the historian in me, preserving this stuff for posterity's sake. I love doing that. And so with all that in mind, this is what the Journey Inside My Mind is all about. This is kind of what I had meant for it to be in the first place. And so we're going to continue on in that vein. Got a couple more songs I'm going to play for you. And then we're going to jump into some other stuff. You know, speaking of which, it's going to be Easter here in a couple of weeks, and I don't think I'll be able to get a show out by then. I'm not sure about that. And also, my birthday's coming up on April the 16th. If you would like to send an audio comment wishing birthday, if you'd like to have it included on the show, please do everything that I just shared with you before about that. But Paul and Storm, they have this, I guess, they're, I don't know if it's an irreverent look or if it's just the fact of life, the way Easter is here. Take a listen to this, and we'll probably be able to redeem ourselves with a song by Chance afterwards. Paul and Storm with the Easter song here on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast.
Journey Inside My Mind. Easter time is here again, and it's the day we celebrate, the morning that the Easter Bunny rises from the grave. And if he sees his shadow, then it's six more weeks of winter. If he doesn't see it, everyone gets Cadbury cream eggs, and he never sees his shadow, thank the Lord. Moses and the Hebrews never celebrated Easter. They were busy building pyramids and matzah for the Greeks. So that night they set the Pharaoh's clocks ahead 1 hour, and they all escaped, and that's why we put colored eggs in baskets with jelly beans and neon plastic grass. Plus there was that final supper with the 12 apostles, but the word in Aramaic for apostles is a peeps,
And that is how they got the name for those marshmallow treats. So every time you eat those little yellow chicks and bunnies, you actually are swallowing apostles. So that's the Easter story, even though we didn't mention anything about the burning bush or chocolate-covered popes. You might want to do a bit more research on the details, 'cause in truth I mostly slept my way through Sunday school, but at least I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Journey inside my mind. You dropped the bomb on me, baby.
Say what you will, but maybe this is better than the pain. Oh, here we go round.
That was the first time I've ever played Chance on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, and, well, it was a long time coming. What do you think? That was called Say What You Will. Find more information about Chance at MyNameIsChance.com. And, of course, you heard Paula Storm with a, I don't know if it was irreverent. I mean, you know, you think about the way that, for me, it was kind of confusing growing up with, okay, you got Passover, you got Easter, and what is the deal with the bunny coming out of the egg? We were driving past a friend's house, and we saw in one of their neighbor's yards, they had this Easter lights. I mean, I can understand for Christmas and maybe even for Halloween now, but they have Easter lights up there, and you saw this bunny coming out of the egg. What in the world is that? Pollenstorm.com. Hey, I got something special I'm going to share that I did with Keisha. Background music provided by Adrena Thorpe. Check this out.
Saturday, March 24th, 2007. I'm standing out here in beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio, in shorts because it's like 78 degrees out here. We got overcast skies for the most part and nice wind. And what's that letting us being able to do, Keisha? Yeah, let me take over that. Let me hold on to that for you. Will you tell everybody what you're doing?
We're flying a kite.
For the very first time ever holding on to a kite. It's kind of snug and kind of heavy and cool. And we got probably a good 200 feet of, or more, maybe 500 feet of line. And it looks kind of small from where it is right now.
Yeah.
I'm holding on to it really good. But how big is it? How big is it when it's standing on the ground?
It's big.
Taller than me. And taller than me.
My dad.
Yeah. So I guess we want to know if you guys have ever flown a kite before. And
if you do, they call it.
Oh yeah, and Keisha's taking some pictures, and I took some pictures of her, so. We'll put that over on the website for you to check out, too. Okay. You have anything else you want to say to them?
Bye-bye for now.
Okay, what's the number they can call? What's the number they can call? No, 206.
206-666-JIMM.
Leave a message.
Leave a message.
See, that's one of those things that I love about sharing here on the podcast is experiences like that with my daughter Keisha. You know, so I'm going to, and that's part of the journey inside my mind. Of course, there's so much about the journey inside my mind that it takes up two blogs. It takes up a podcast and a blog and all these other stuff over there. Actually, I started a portfolio blog to document some of the stuff that I do for my job in a very abstract way, not like being real specific about the name of my company or what have you, but you can find more information about that over at DanielJohnsonJr.com, DanielJohnsonJr.com. And I get kind of technical in about some of the programs and stuff that I'm writing over there, but it's also pretty good. And the nice thing about that is that it's indexable, searchable. If you do a search for Daniel Johnson Jr. Jr. on through Google, aside from this Canadian politician, I'm in the top list of people. There's like a Wikipedia thing and something else related to that politician, but everything else, if there's related to me, that's nice. That's what I talk about, self-branding, that I try to do. Another thing that I do is as I comment on different people's blog posts, I'm using my LinkedIn.com public profile URL so people can go back and check that stuff out too. Hey, it's about time for some listener feedback here. Let's play this.
Listener feedback.
Okay, prior to starting the show, I went over to Twitter.com, and even I had put a blog post up there saying it was time to people asking people to call in to the show, and pretty cool because I got some people to call in here, and I got some email feedback as well. But let's hear from Rich Palmer first.
Hi, Dan Johnson. Rich Palmer here. I'm sitting back here in my home, very, very sick and ill, wishing I had a Journey Inside My Mind podcast to listen to while I sit.
Well, Rich, I'm sorry to hear that you're not feeling well, and I can definitely hear it in your voice. And, ooh, I know exactly what – I know being sick is not a good thing here. Let's see what else you have to say.
But I understand you're getting ready to do another one, so I can't wait to hear another J.I.M.M. podcast. So we've missed you, buddy. Glad you're coming back, and can't wait to hear it. So check it out. Everybody, jimmpodcast.com for your show notes, and check out my show too, audiogumshoe.com. This is Rich. Good luck, Dan. Make it a great day, buddy. Bye.
Hey, Dan. Steve Webb here with the LifeSpring family of podcasts.
Hi, Steve.
Welcoming you back into the podcasting fold. I know you've been on hiatus with your Journey Inside My Mind, and it's great news to hear you're back. So best of luck to you, friend, and God bless you. Can't wait to hear the show.
Well, I hope it's definitely been a good one. I know I'm going long here with I definitely wanted to play some music and share some other stuff that was going on here. I actually had plans to go through. Let's see if I got some email. Carmen Tyler from the Carmen Cast, KarmynKast.com or .net or .com. I can't remember. I know it's .net. I had played Drifting on episode 79, and she wrote in recently to comment. She said, "Oh, Dan, you're so sweet. Thanks for playing my song Drifting and the promo for Carmen Cast. Hope you're having a great day." You know, one of the things that she did back there is she recorded a custom promo as a way to introduce the song and also to promote her show, and you know, one of those shout out types of things. And if you would like to send one in, if you're a podcaster, if you have a website or something that you'd like to promote and record, by all means, send it in. I will play it here on the Journey Inside My Mind. Let's see, up next, Ringmaster Greg from the Dancing with Elephants podcast. You know, Ringmaster Greg is one of my another one of my personal friends that I've had a great opportunity to get to know. Spent a lot of time talking with him through instant messaging chats. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hey, Dan, this is Greg from Dancing with Elephants.
Hi, Greg.
Just wanted to welcome you back from your hiatus. Keep on rocking, dude. I'll talk to you later.
Excellent. Great to hear from you, Greg. And Greg also has been helping to moderate the Daddy panel. You can find more about Dancing with Elephants at dwithe.com or dancingwithelephants.com. I've been commenting over at their show. This is one of those things of when I don't have my own podcast or I'm not doing my own podcast, I've been recording a lot of stuff for their show. But I really enjoy their show a lot. He does it with his wife, Tanya. Let's take another look over here at the Gmail. Got a email from this was all the way back at the season premiere for that I did back at in September. I had mentioned a website called guru.com, and the guy found, I guess they had found in the show notes that I'd mentioned the website, and they'd said, what did they say here? First of all, oh, it says, I came across your podcast and noticed you'd mentioned guru.com. First of all, thanks for talking about our service. If you have any questions or like to learn more about guru.com, please feel free to contact me. I can also keep you informed of new developments on our website, and we're looking on several new features and planning on implementing. That's pretty cool. See, this is why it pays to put this kind of stuff on there, because that's stuff that's the way that people search for different things. And I always try to tag my posts and make sure that the content's easily discovered by search engines. Hey, I got got a comment from CC Chapman from Accident Hash, managing the Gray U-Turn Cafe and a whole bunch of other stuff that he does. I had mentioned in a blog post at DanielJohnsonJr.com that CC's like a bellwether to me. Let me play this comment and then I'll jump into Ed Ovet, and then we got to get out of here because I see I'm going really long.
Dan, it's CC. Just wanted to welcome you back to podcasting. About damn time, dude. Good to have you back.
Just wanted to take this opportunity to welcome you back, but also to promote something to your listeners, if you don't mind. I'm really excited that coming up on April 22nd, I'm taking part in the MS Walk for Cancer. Not for cancer, it's for MS in New York City. And I'd really love as many people as possible to donate. You can donate as little as you want or as big as you want. It's all great, and you can do it all by going to helpingthecause.com. And I hope some of your listeners will, you know, take the step up. You know, spend some of that tax refund or just, you know, it's helping a good cause. The more you can give, the better. But we're shooting for $50,000 total, and we're very short of that right now. So I'm reaching out to everybody I can. So hope the podcast is going well. I'll talk to you soon. Catch you on the flip side. Bye.
Hey, welcome back to Dan Johnson, Jenny, and Keisha. This is Ed Ovett, host of edsmixedbag.com. And we have missed your shows. We've noticed on our aggregator of choice that there has not been a Journey Inside My Mind podcast all this month. And we're glad to have you back. We do miss hearing about yourself, your adventures, about Jenny, and most of all, we miss hearing about Keisha. So we are glad to have you guys back in whatever form the show takes. We're just glad that you didn't pod fade. I can remember back when you first mentioned that you were taking a little hiatus. You know, I just kind of said to myself,
but it sure is a sad song.
Yeah, it kind of was a sad song, but I'm glad now we're hearing a happier song, and we can all look forward to more episodes. So as you get back into the swing on Web 2.0, you know, with podcasts and what have you, and your Twitter account, you've got all your listeners asking the most important question of all that can be answered just by going to Dan's Twitter account, and that would answer the most important question of all.
Where are you?
All right, now back to Dan Johnson and Journey Inside My Mind.
Hello.
Got a comment or a suggestion?
Excellent!
Call the listener feedback line now at area code 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466.
Thanks again for calling.
And with that, guys, it's time for me to get out of here. Thanks for checking out the show, and stay subscribed, because I will definitely be back. For now, this is Dan Johnson saying, make it a great day.